2 months ago, Maxwell Williams began his tenure as the new artistic director of Le Petit Theatre. It's a starring role in one of the city's oldest and most iconic community theaters, and it did bring with it a bit of culture shock. Williams is a Los Angeles native who has spent most of his very successful career as an actor and director in New York and Connecticut. In his short time here, however, Williams has already connected deeply with the city's rich culture and history.
I had never actually set foot in the theater until I came down in December for my job interview. And as soon as I walked in the space, you know, you just feel what has lived in there, how alive it actually is. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of actors and musicians and artists who have been in that space, and they've spoken in the space, and their voices have literally resonated the space. And so there evolves like a patina about the place. You know, I like to go in on Sundays, kind of work by myself when it's quiet, and just listen to the theater and try to discover what it wants in there.
As Le Petit's primary liaison with the city, Williams has also been spending a lot of time out and about, and he likes the city's people as much as its past.
I've not had a single meeting here that I've gone to and thought, well, this is stodgy and uncomfortable. It's always like, here, have some barbecue shrimp, you know? It's like, all right, great.
Le Petit has had its ups and downs since Hurricane Katrina. After almost closing 2 years ago, it has since rebounded with a multi-million dollar renovation, a new restaurant next door, and now a new staff and crew. So what exactly is Williams' job as artistic director?
What an interesting question. My job is many things. Every day is something new. But primarily, my job is to set the overall aesthetic vision for the theater, to execute productions in a way that they are very, very high value entertainments. I think instill a standard of professionalism at the theater.
At this point in its history, Le Petit is poised between its past and its future. So how much is Williams looking back, and how much is he looking ahead?
You can never lose sight of the past. And I know that one of the things that people absolutely love about not just the theater, but this city is its deep sense of history. At the same time, you can't get bogged down in that. You cannot be married to standards and practices that just have proved themselves to not work, you know. In something like a theater, you always have to be ready to evolve. You're not saying goodbye to old friends. You're just saying hello to new friends.
Regional theater in New Orleans, William says, is enjoying something of a renaissance, with new companies and productions large and small. So where does Le Petit fit in that mix?
What you don't have, except for Le Petit, is that mid-sized theater that is work that's created by New Orleans and for New Orleans specifically. And so I think that's where our niche at Le Petit needs to be.
This week, Le Petit announced its fall season, 5 plays drawn from mid-century American theater. Williams says they were chosen to demonstrate Le Petit's place both as historical institution and as catalyst for cultural growth.
The first one will be Our Town by Thornton Wilder, who actually just recently found out had an apartment on Royal Street for a short time. It's a great American play. It also, I think, it provides me the ability to get into a real conversation with the city here, with the community here, not only in terms of it casting, learning, you know, who all these actors are that are in town that I'm just beginning to kind of get to know, but as a meeting point for real conversation about what Le Petit is to the city, what the city wants from Le Petit, you know, what the place is.
Other productions next season will be a new adaptation of Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, a British panto version of Sleeping Beauty, the classic Glass Menagerie, and to close things out, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. In addition to the new season, Williams says that he hopes to broaden Le Petit's ties to the community in other ways. Concerts, educational programs, children's theater, perhaps even a partnership with a dance company or two. With the 100th anniversary looming next year, he'd like to find a way for people to tell their stories about Le Petit. That local connection to the theater, he says, is a thread that runs through all of his plans.
I think everybody's interests are sort of the same in terms of making that theater as alive as possible at all times, really lighting up that corner of Jackson Square that we're at. But it's also important, of course, that we maintain the identity of the theater, that, you know, first and foremost, it's a producing theater. our real ambition is to become the place not only for people in New Orleans to, when they say, I want to go to the theater, they immediately think Le Petit, but I would say for the whole region, whole Gulf South, to say, have you been down there? You should see what they're doing down there.
Speaking of history and Le Petit's place in it, isn't it true that the theater has a ghost?
I think there are 13 ghosts. I haven't personally met any of them, though I will admit to when I'm in there alone to sometimes talking to them just to let them know if they have any issues that I'm there to do good stuff, that I'm there to help, you know.
For more information about Le Petit's new season and upcoming events, go to WWNO.org or to NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.